This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Thursday announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine valued up to $2.5 billion, including hundreds of armored vehicles and support for Ukraine's air defense. The latest assistance includes 59 Bradley fighting vehicles and 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers. This, according to the U.S. Defense Department. Ukraine is pushing for more assistance against Russia because officials fear that the winter will give Russian forces time to regroup and unleash a major attack. The U.S. government has run up against its legal borrowing capacity, or debt ceiling, a self-imposed cap put in place by Congress. U.S. Treasury implementing accounting measures such as a stopgap, while political friction between the White House and congressional Republicans has raised concerns of serious economic consequences. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
To borrow beyond the debt ceiling requires congressional and presidential approval. And though the debt ceiling has been raised roughly 80 times since the 1960s, there is a political impasse between U.S. President Joe Biden, who wants Congress to raise the debt ceiling automatically with no changes, and U.S. House Republicans, led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who want to negotiate spending cuts. Associated Press White House reporter Josh Boak says there's no sign of this impasse ending soon, and there could be serious consequences.
The U.S. Treasury note is the most important asset in financial global markets. If investors lose confidence in the United States' ability to pay its debts, then interest rates will go up. It'll be more expensive to buy cars and houses. There could be more than 6 million job losses. The point is that politicians are playing a game right now that could affect the life and livelihood of everyday Americans.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.